Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. A group of professors says a policy blocking health systems from hiring smokers may have a disproportionate impact on certain employees. AL.com reports that a report written in part by UAB professors in the Journal of the Association of Medical Colleges says bans at health facilities could impact lower-skilled and lower-paid workers, especially at urban facilities. They say lower-income people and those without college degrees make up a large share of the adult smoking population. University of Alabama Birmingham Hospital stopped hiring smokers last year and includes a nicotine test as part of employment screening. Governor Robert Bentley will join state and local leaders in Tuscaloosa this morning for the grand opening of Bryce Hospital. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more.
Bryce Hospital is the largest state inpatient psychiatric hospital for adults and employs over 500 people. In 2010, the current Bryce Hospital property was sold to the University of Alabama. The Department of Mental Health later announced plans to build a new hospital on the south portion of the Partlow Development Center campus in Tuscaloosa. The new hospital was originally scheduled to open in December of last year, but will open today with 268 beds with some designed to accommodate deaf and hearing impaired. At its peak, Bryce housed over 5,000 patients, but a move towards treating patients in the community over the past years has diminished the need for large state hospitals. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
Business owners in Alabama will be asked to think internationally starting tomorrow. The Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring World Trade Week with a series of events on exporting Alabama goods and services. Businessmen and women will get to network and learn how to sell to foreign countries and companies. Christina Stimson is Director of International Trade for the Chamber. She says foreign trade means dollars for the state.
Well, international trade plays a huge role in our economy. It's a huge economic driver, and it's really important for us to take this opportunity to recognize our local and state businesses or statewide businesses and also celebrate them.
Stimson says Alabama companies that do foreign business hire workers up to 4% faster. Workers for export businesses also reportedly make 18% higher pay. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney has endorsed Republican Kay Ivey for a second term as lieutenant governor. Ivey served as the Alabama chairwoman of Romney's presidential campaigns in 2008 and 2012. Now Romney is backing her in the primary election June 3rd against Kimberly Minister Stan Cook. Romney called Ivey a conservative leader who supports limited government. The winner of the Republican primary faces former Democratic State Representative James Fields of Coleman in the general election. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
It's going to be hot today on this Wednesday. Temperatures top out near 90, lots of sun. Overnight tonight, lows back in the low 60s under clear sky. For Thursday, a high temperature 90 to 91. Look for lots of sunshine on Thursday and Friday. We'll continue in the low 90s for Memorial Day weekend. In fact, there's going to be dry conditions through Saturday, but I can't rule out a lone shower or storm on Sunday or Monday. Most of us stay dry. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.